We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content, and Fridays is one of our favorite days of the week, not just because we've come to the end of the work week, but because we get to truly hear from you, our podcast listeners. It's all voicemail, all interactive Fridays. So, what number should they call, Mr. Rose?
Get it, people! What they want.
98580 Jalen is the number to call, and we'll put you on the show, make you part of the show, just like this.
Yo, Jalen and Jacoby, Uncle Jay and Uncle Jay. It's Q, representing the A right now. Born in Alabama. Florida raised me. I got a soft move, a boss move for you guys. So I'm a, how can I say, an habitual squatter, meaning I take a dump at least once a day, maybe twice, with a healthy meal in me. So, you know, I'm pretty expert. I got some good, some good history with, pooping and whatever. So, I guess my question is it a soft move or boss move for me while I'm at work at a warehouse job? Okay. But it's minimum women. It might be two or three women throughout the whole warehouse. It's a soft move, a boss move. Use the women's bathroom to poop. It's way cleaner. It's 100% always clean. 99% nobody is ever in there. The guy's bathroom is just, it's horrible. But you know, in the women's bathroom, there's only one stall peaceful. It's usually a good temperature in there. I don't gotta worry about nobody knocking. Tell me what you think about that. Keep getting them checked. Medicinal.
Big shout to Q and everyone that Q works with at the warehouse. Now, I understand what Q's trying
to
say.
Shout to the warehouse. What up, Q?
He wants a I love that he brought up the temperature. It's a good temperature in there. I don't know what the right pooping temperature is, but Q certainly does. And I'll say this to Q. It's a soft move. Because I know there's only two or three women at work there. But if you make this a habit, and it's going to be one day where it's going to go wrong, and one of those two or three females is going to want to go into the bathroom, and you're going to be in there, and then she's going to knock on the door, and you're going to have to walk out of the bathroom, leaving behind the funk that you leave behind, and she's going to look at you like, did you really just blow up our bathroom? You cannot do that. You cannot do that. And I also love how Q starts the call being like, I am an extremely experienced pooper. Like, Q act like no one else has ever pooped before. Like, he's an expert pooper.
Like, he has more experience than everybody else. So a couple of things. I want to piggyback off of what my brother Jacoby said. I'll give you another reason why this is a soft move. You work at a warehouse. There are cameras there. Ooh. You could get yourself in trouble or fired.
Good point.
Going into the women's bathroom. So that's why you shouldn't do it, number one. But also number two, the only time I would say that's okay, because I've done it before.
I've done it.
I actually did it recently. Yeah, I've done it at restaurants. You only if you extremely have to go and it's 911.
And you can lock the door behind you. If it's a single stall situation.
Yeah.
It's a single stall situation. Yeah. You cannot be commingling. You can't be washing your hands next to a young lady in the women's bathroom. If it's a single stall situation and it's an emergency, then I think it's okay. And then if someone's waiting for you when you leave, you just profusely apologize. But not at the warehouse where you work.
Well, Jacoby. Old man Jacoby. Yep. Living on the East Coast from Massachusetts, now in New York. I gotta tell you, there are some progressive bathroom habits happening across the country that you may or may not know in places like Florida. Because I remember being at like a speakeasy type restaurant And I was washing my hands and I was washing them next to a woman.
Well, those are the communal ones in the middle. I know those. I know those jams. I like a gender neutral bathroom situation. Give me a sink in the middle surrounded by a bunch of stalls so we don't have to split up. You know what I mean? Like I prefer that. And I especially prefer a situation where I can close the door behind me and lock it. You know, I'm the only person in there. But you know what? Sometimes they're just not built
no
like
question.
That.
No question. No doubt. If it's one toilet and you're at a restaurant or you're at 911 and you need to slide into the women's to go ahead and use it real quick and lock the door, that's acceptable. But don't be trying to build that into your schedule.
And I also feel like women get this wrong. And I hate to criticize the more intelligent, more responsible, and better gender. Is they're always saying, make sure you put the seat down. But I think it's more critical to put the seat up before you pee than put the seat down when you are done. That's, I think putting the seat up is really more critical to the entire enjoyment of the bathroom experience for both genders than you putting the seat down after you are done. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Hold on. That flew at 35,000 feet. I went over my head. Say that again.
I think so women are always saying like, oh, dudes don't put the seat down, right? When we're done. Because they don't want to sit and then like fall in or sit on the rim and not the support circle. But I think it's more important before you urinate to put the seat all the way up so you don't leave behind any sprinkles for someone to then put their keister on. You know what I mean? So I think it's more important to put the seat up before you pee than put the seat down after you pee.
Well, I think what you're doing is tomato tomato. That's semantics. Like I think you're the only person that argues with yourself about that.
Okay, that's fair. I argue with myself about a lot of things. Wouldn't be the first one. We got time for more calls. 9580 Jalen. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put you on the show just like this.
What up, though? This is Marcel calling in from Austin, Texas. Representing for the service industry. I'm actually at work right now and I was listening to the podcast and, hold on. Shout out Red. Definitely got to shout out Red before I even get started. But yeah, I was at work right now. I'm listening to you all talking about the tipping. I'm going to make this quick because I got to get back out there and do some more bartending. It's dope to hear y'all finally bringing some recognition. So many people come in and only want to give 18% and they don't realize that, man, it's a whole situation going out here with inflation in this world. So, 18% sounds cool, but if you have the means to give 20, 25, 30, please do that because the service industry are only getting paid $2.15 an hour. Tips really matter. And they have to also tip out the bar back, the busser, the front of the house, sometimes the kitchen staff. So that money isn't all going to their pockets. It's also going to other people. But yes, as for a question, I'm a huge Bulls fan by way of Chicago. Just curious. I love Lonzo Ball, but he's consistently been getting injured and I understand that happens, but as far as like a backup point guard or something moving forward, if Lonzo's out for extended time, do you think that's a good idea, Jalen? Do you think we should just rock with what we've got? I mean, there's some pieces that we tried to plug in before during that time when Lonzo was out, but it just hasn't worked, and we have a squad right now. Do you think somebody coming off the bench to maybe six man-wise to help us out can take us to that next level? I'd love to hear your feedback. Sorry, I'm trying to say this real quick because I got to get back to work. Yep, but just a note. I'll talk to y'all later. Thank you. Keep getting them checked.
Love this caller. I love just the visual of this dude, like this. In the break room or whatever. Like, there's a bar full of people that's looking to get another Miller Lite. And he's like, I gotta call Jalen and Jacoby. Big shout to this guy. And Jalen.
Big shout.
I wasn't gonna share this story on the pod, but I need your help, Uncle Jalen. Because he called in, this is related. I need your help. Yesterday, I'm in a new neighborhood. I just moved September 1st. I'm trying to find my local bar. And I like this one place. And I know the bartenders. And yesterday, when I close out, sometimes I make a joke and I'm like, I say this joke all the time. I'm like, oh, did it go through? And I gave her the card and I was like, please close me out. And I say, let me know if it doesn't go through. It's a joke, right? She comes back and she's like, it didn't go through. And I was like, I thought she was joking with me back. Because I got lots of money. It's a debit card, not a credit card. So I was like, ha ha. And I'm looking at her and she's like, no, dude, it didn't go through. And I'm like, ha ha. And then she turns around to run it again. And then she's like, I told you it didn't go through. And then now we're on a miscommunication. Because I think she's joking. She doesn't think, she's like, why did you do this to me? You told me it wasn't going to go through. And it didn't go through. And I told you that. And you made me run it again. Why do you have to be an a-hole about it? And then she called me outside of my name. And that's when I got a little triggered. And I was like, why are you calling me outside of my name? There's some miscommunication. I gave her another card. What? And she was like, yo, I was excited about you being a regular, but like she called me again. Like we were like really in like a tense fight, like an argument. And I'm sitting there being like,
what?
And then there's this other bartender there who comes over. And I'm like, Marcus, help me out here. Like, this is going bad. And it was like, I can't fix my lips to apologize because I'm stubborn. You know what I mean? Like a bigger person would apologize. But I got nothing to apologize for. I made a joke that just so happens that whatever, the chip didn't work on the card. But I thought she was joking back with me. And then she calls me a name. I get a little upset. And now I can never go back to that bar. I can never go back to that bar. Ever again. Like, do I go back and address it? Do I just never go back? Like, it was really tense, Jalen, and I'm a great customer. And she gave me I had three beverages and the check was $11 and I gave her a $50 tip because I felt bad about the whole situation. What do I do now, Mr. Rose? And thank you so much for the call, Marshall. We'll get to Lonzo Ball in a second.
Right, we'll get to Lonzo Ball. I'll answer this question now. There isn't a backup point guard out there, really, that would change the dynamics of the Bulls. With Lonzo Ball, I consider him a lower half of the Eastern Conference playoff team. Without him, they'll flirt with the same positioning and probably the play-in circumstance. I love LaVine, love DeRozan, love Vucevic. Gonna have Caruso. I like what Billy Donovan has done with their team. I like that they got a living, breathing general manager that's actually building the squad the last couple of years and doing moves. And so it's a lot of promise in Chicago. But you need Lonzo Ball healthy to get your goals.
Jalen, I don't care about the Bulls. Now, I need your help. I'm in a crisis now, dog. Yes. I'm in a crisis.
I got you. So I had to get the people what they want before I give you what you need. Okay. Now you're on the couch. You know I'm an expert at, we talk about this every day. And the first thing I gotta say to you is when you said, I always tell this joke, I could have finished that sentence for you clearly.
I know.
Because everybody hears that we're out together all of the time. And I've heard you say that 150,000 times.
Right? I do it all the time. It's never gone wrong until now.
But here's, I want to give you a little clarity. So I use a titanium card. And like little places, like if I'm at the airport at the kiosk, for some reason that card doesn't register, but my debit card does. Or like when I go to the gym downtown, for some reason the same thing, my titanium card don't, so I got to use a regular card. So first and foremost, I want to lie the blame where it needs to be at the feet of the person who has to own this. You were wrong. And?
How? What did I do wrong?
Because they're bad jokes. Like you have good jokes, right? Is that fair to say? And in certain rooms, certain jokes don't land. That don't mean it's not a good joke, right?
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, if she comes back to you and tells you that the car don't go through, that's your seminal moment right there. But see, you wanted to be kikiing and be silly and wanted to be all jokey. You just had you two or three drinks, feeling good about yourself, thought you found your spot, you know, just got you a fat crib, you know, enjoying happy hour. Joey just got back. So now you can finally breathe. You out of the house. You ain't got to tend to the kids. I hear Joey in the background now versus having to hear you doing and managing it on the calls. And so you was feeling good. I'm pretty sure you let her know I'm new to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
This is going to be my spot.
She straight up said to me, she was like, I was looking forward to having you as a regular, but basically like broke up with me. She was like, yeah, you're like, it ain't it.
So here's what you got to do. Take cues from your favorite basketball player right now, LeBron James. When Dan Gilbert wrote that letter, it was bigger for LeBron's legacy and his hometown to overlook everything between him and Dan Gilbert and still go back home. Most people ain't big enough to do that. He was. And you know what else he did? Delivered. That's why that championship in Cleveland is phenomenal for LeBron. You can't now allow that to stop you from going to your spot. You got to go and make it right. And you know what make it right? Your ability to communicate and tip and be a good customer. She deal with people all of the time. She encounter people all of the time. I know in your head, oh, she's going to remember and we'll never be the same.
Oh, she's going to remember.
But I'm telling you, what's going to make it go away is you still go and you still be yourself. Don't allow her to not have you go to your neighborhood spot. You're a good customer. You just had a bad joke, Jacoby. It was a bad joke, dog.
Bad joke.
That's all. It happens to the greatest.
It was a bad.
I always ask all comedians, what is it like to bomb? You bombed.
I bombed. And it was
You made it worse. You bombed.
Because I thought she was joking when she said it didn't go through. So I'm giving her a look like, ha ha. And then we're miscommunicating. And then she's like, you're an a-hole. And I'm like,
let's have this therapy session. So let me be her. I'm at work. This dude here saying that he liked this spot, saying that he appreciate the service, but yeah, he playing games with me. Dog, pay me so I can go on about my business. But I know you. So I know you was laughing. You know what I'm saying?
Circumstances could not have been worse. And I felt bad, but I'm stubborn, so I don't want to apologize. You know what I mean?
Were you laughing? Didn't you
at
do
some
that
point,
laugh
yeah,
right there?
But when I saw her face was serious, that's when I switched. I went from like laughing, haha, we're on the same page, look at us messing with each other, to like, oh no, she's not messing around. And then she's like calling me names.
Yeah. That's why slap boxing always ends up in fist fights.
Always.
That's what you was doing. She at work. And I got this dude showing up, and you know she wanted to be like, dog, your credit card canceled. Well, I ain't got time to be lying to you.
Yeah. And another thing is I'll apologize. I'll apologize for stuff I don't feel like I should apologize for. So I'll just apologize.
Correct.
I do that all the time. It's just a word. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just a word.
You don't care. I don't care.
Yeah, I'll just go back and apologize.
Don't let that stop you from going to your spot.
And tip big.
Yeah.
But it's never going to be the same.
Yeah.
Never going to be the same. It's never going to be the same with us.
No, it'll never be the same. No, but let me tell you how it's going to work. Y'all, you're going to look up in a few months. I guarantee you, she going to be telling other people the story of when y'all first met. It's going to be all good.
We're in a fight. I'm going to let it chill. I'm going to let it simmer for a few days. I ain't going to address it immediately. I'm going to let it simmer for a few days.
You know what? I'm going to tell you what's going to make it right. Me. Because I'm coming there next week. And
okay.
You taking me there, if that's your spot. I just thought of the answer. There we go.
There you go. But you are right. Here's a bad joke. That at the core, at the whole core of it is, if I don't make a stupid joke, none of this happens. You know what I mean? So it is my fault. It's a bad joke. God, I'm so depressed about this. This really bothers me, dog. Like, people like me in general. Like I've liked places I go to. Like, I don't get drunk and act stupid. I don't bother other customers. I always tip well. I always say please and thank you. I tip the bar backs. I tip everybody. Like, I do the right things. I'm a great customer. But we got off on the wrong foot. We are off on the wrong foot. And the male bartender looked at me like... The male bartender looking at me like, "What do you want me to do, dog? Like, what do you want?"
I can't help you. Yeah.
He's like, I'm with her. I'm with her every night.
Don't mention
night.
My name.
My relationship with her is much more important than my relationship with you, who I just met 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Oh God.
No doubt.
Oh God, I'm sorry, Lauren.
No doubt. And let me also piggyback on something that our caller said when he was outside smoking medicinal and calling our show when he was. Taking a break, and I can hear the dishes in the back. I love that caller.
Love that caller.
Love all
Shout
of our
to him
callers.
In Austin, Texas.
Love all of our callers. Here's what he said that I know. And Jacoby knows that I do this 100% of the time when I patronize places. People only think that they're taking care of the person that's serving them. There's a staff of people that's getting you your food. There's a staff of people that are making sure that your glasses are clean, that ice is available, that the utensils are available, that the dishes are available. So when you give a tip, you think that you're giving him or her $20, but they got to go split that with everybody else on the team.
Yep, good point.
That's one.
That's a great point.
And then two, what I also do is, also consider the human beings that you're watching change the dishwasher and physically look at them and tip them. Because
and
guess
so
what?
You.
98% of customers will never do that.
98, I'm going 99.5. And Jalen, this exchange with me and this bartender really threw me. I've not been the same since. This is definitely my mayhem moment.
It's
and
okay.
This mayhem moment is brought to you by Allstate. Protect yourself from mayhem and save money by switching to Allstate. We have time for one more caller. This person.
That was a great mayhem moment.
985-80 Jalen and left us a voicemail.
Yo, it's Trav from Bama. With a follow-up on my follow-up. Shout out Reg the Ledge. Now look, I'm gonna make this brief and I'm gonna make it very distinct. Now y'all know the girl that was staying with us, my wife's friend, so she was staying with us, but check this out. She found a new spot. Okay? Congratulations. We were gonna celebrate. We did celebrate with her. We we cooked out, had a couple of drinks. Everybody, just us three, with nobody else there. And let me tell you, just let me tell you, let me tell you what happened. I went 3 for 3, I went 3 for 3, yes, a trips, yes, a triple double. Yes, I believe they call that comforting and threesomes. Oh, God, we did it. All of us, we were just drinking a little too much, and we did it. It came unexpectedly, and we did it. All three of us. It was nasty, Unks. It was nasty. You've got to be on the pod, man. I just wanna say thank y'all, man, for guiding me through the life. It's a done deal. Nothing can be said anymore because we all three did it. Again, shout out Reg the Ledge. Keep catching them checks. And I'm out.
Yo. There is The Godfather, there's Star Wars, and there's the three calls from Trav as the greatest trilogies in the history of media. What a story. He said, and it was nasty. I felt like I was watching my son graduate from Harvard. That's how proud I was of Trav. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
I feel like just so happy and proud of him and what he's gone through and just to get to where he is. Good for him. Triple double.
So, Trav, I love you, brother. And I love this show. and the family affair that it's become. So let me further acknowledge what Jacoby just said and acknowledge the joy that I've had in my life that reminded me of your happiness that you're feeling right now. Mm. I'm not going to talk about any sexual exploits.
Nope.
Because as Jacoby knows, I'm not a...
Could be kids in a car.
Exhibitionist. Yeah, I'm not an exhibitionist.
Very, very particular about where you get naked, I've heard.
Yeah, exactly. Extremely particular. And so but there are a couple of other days where I was just as happy as you. One, it was after my junior year. We just won the state championship. And our coach, Perry Watson, did a great job of managing the college letters that we got. He didn't want it to be a distraction. He didn't want nobody to get the big head. Y'all see the top coaches coming. Y'all see John Thompson, John Chaney, Jim Boeheim, Jerry Tarkanian. Y'all see them all coming. You know what I mean? But I'm keeping these letters. And so when most other high school recruits, I was McDonald's All-American. So imagine in like my sophomore year, I'm around the country. Other kids always talking about the letters they got and showing me their letters. I never even saw my letters. You know what I mean? And so after my junior year, like him on the call today, when I got my letters, I poured them all in the middle of the living room and I did snow angels in them. True story. True story.
He was doing some snow angels,
too. Had letters
too.
From everywhere.
Trav was doing his own snow angels.
Yep, so I got you, Trav. And then the other time I did snow angels, Trav, max deal. Max deal. And I would just go to the bank just for no reason. Just be like, yeah, just, you know, let me get a couple $100. Yeah. You want to put the balance on the receipt? Yeah. Put that balance on there. I mean, look at that. This is before like y'all was online banking. See, now y'all can go online and all. See, you had to go into the bank to get the balance. You know what I'm saying? And so I felt like you, Trav, when I looked down at the balance, it had a lot of zeros.
Trav?
You know, the money market account had a lot of zeros. So big shout, Trav. I feel your love.
It's the energy in which
happiness.
He called, and the way he was whispering, the way the car door noise happened, we got to put a seatbelt on. Just everything about the call was just absolutely perfect. And if you haven't listened to the story of Trav, Trav's girl's best friend moved in with them because she needed a place to stay. But unbeknownst to Trav's girl, that the best friend and Trav had some rhythm previously to them being in a relationship, so he wanted to know how to manage it. And you obviously... he managed something right. Because the fact, it was also the party that she's leaving because she's no longer at the crib. So there's a finality to it. And Trav, just to even start to feel the rhythms, the vibes that could potentially happen is a very delicate situation. It sounds like you really handled this appropriately because the joy in his voice made me feel that all parties left that experience very happy. You know, and I'm just saying, no one is happier about this experience than me. I promise you, Trav, you might have had a life-changing evening, but I am happier than you about your evening. Shout to you, Trav. You are now part of the family. I'm so happy for you.
No doubt. And also, like we really, really, really made sure we gave attention to detail on that topic. We love you, Trav. We'll be back on Monday. And like I say at the end of each show, we're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.
Well. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.